All right, B-Bitch Philly, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from training camp out here in Ashburn, Virginia, as the Commanders are taking on their first week of full minicamp with everybody here. The rookies showed up last week. Veterans are here now. But right now, we get to this point that we do every week on a Friday at 1 o'clock. You get to ask me anything that you want. And let's go right to the phone lines. Landfill, let's find out what people have.
What do we got, B? What do we got? I got a Ask B Mitch Anything submission at like 8 a.m. on Twitter.
8 a.m.?
Yeah. And the guy said that he was driving back from North Carolina with his wife, but he wanted to get his Ask B Mitch Anything in early. I'm going to find his name, but his question, B, was he's just getting into cycling. What do you recommend?
What I recommend, get fitted for your bike. If you have a bike and you've never been fitted or you're going to buy a bike, get fitted for it because that will take a lot of the pain in the butt and everything else out of it.
How much should somebody spend on a first bike?
That comes down to what your means are.
I understand.
Like that first bike I ever bought, the bike I bought to ride in Lorenzo's deal was like 2014 or 4, something like that. Probably okay. 2004. I bought a Fuji. It was about $1,200.
Okay. Like, so you're probably spending at least a G on a brand new bike.
In this day and age, you're going to spend about
$2,500. Damn. That question was from Curtis 1906. There you go, Curtis. Hope you got to hear
but
that.
But definitely get fitted for the bike, and I guarantee you will have less pain.
Okay. Let's keep these phone lines going. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Vince in Seat Pleasant. Vince, ask B. Mitch Anything.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing on this Friday, man? Hope everything's all
doing
good.
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Hey, B. Mitch, I got a little scenario for you again. All right, so it's right. Fourth quarter, 5 seconds on the clock. You're on the opponent's 40-yard line, all right? You got to kick the field goal. You got three elite kickers. I'm going to give them to you. You got Justin Tucker, Adam Vinatieri, and Ray Guy. Who you sending out there to win the game for you?
Well, I'm up here sending Justin Tucker because Ray Guy's a punter.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say Ray Guy. I'm sorry. I meant to say Morton Anderson. That's what I meant to say. Morton Anderson.
I'm still going Justin Tucker.
What about Mark Mosley?
Still going Justin Tucker out of those three right there because Justin Tucker is unbelievable. That dude got distance and he's accurate as hell.
And he's the only one currently kicking.
Yeah,
that might help too. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate you, brother.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, brother.
Hey, Landfill, did you think our first phone call today would be about a hypothetical kicker?
We get that all the
decision?
Time. We always get those.
I did not.
I feel like we get them with, like, running backs and quarterbacks.
But he always gives me, like, some great names to choose from.
He does.
Yeah.
And then a punter. let's go to Mike in District Heights. Mike, what up, man? Ask me anything.
Can you hear me clearly?
Gotcha, bro.
I just wanted to make sure. What's up with everybody, man? This is Mike, man. I'm born and raised in the District of Columbia, but I live in District Heights. I was born in 1981, just so y'all get an idea who y'all talking to. Hey, B. Mitch, me and my bro used to argue like crazy about you, dog. I love you so much. I thought you was the best returner specialist that I've ever seen in my life up until that point, and I still believe that. But anyway, let me get on to my...
Jane Hurts.
Are you going to ask Zora this?
I'm asking Zora. So, and you have Daniel Jones, who's the cutest?
Who's the cutest? Wait. Say it all again.
All four quarterbacks in the NFCs. Okay.
This is
Jaden Daniels.
Very odd.
Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, and Daniel Jones.
Jalen Hurts
is the answer.
We got it from a young lady. She said Jalen Hurts is the cutest.
Landfill.
He's shaved, and he doesn't look as good as he is.
Landfill, we thought the first question where somebody asked B. Mitch about kickers was odd. What do you make of the last question where the dude called in to ask Brian Mitchell who's the cutest quarterback in the NFC East?
A lot of weird questions today. And hold on.
Oh, my Lord.
Can I let you know why
let's continue this thing. Move forward.
Why, Jeff?
Because he wanted me to ask y'all to ask that. And I was like, yo, I'm not about to ask them that. You have to stay on the phone and ask them that.
That's just like drinking mimosas with all my boys.
That is a weird question. And you know what? I'm good with it. whatever floats your boat. This is an open session. You can ask any question you want. But damn, I was surprised by that one. And then he's like, this one's for the ladies. But B. Mitch, who's the cutest quarterback in the NFC East? If it's for the ladies, why are you asking Brian?
Have the ladies call and ask it.
That was something.
Or tell me.
Wendell and Lorton, ask B something. Please don't have it be about better looking men.
Yeah, this is a more sensible question, I guess. I love your show.
Thank you.
I was wondering what your viewpoint was on the automated strike zone in baseball. And I have a football question. And also, has James Wood ever played first base? And I have a football question also. Do you think the teams with the 18-game season coming up are going to draft more high-quality quarterbacks for their backups, sort of like Atlanta?
Hold on. Let's slow down here for a second. Your first question I got was, Brian, what do you think about the automatic strike zone in baseball? Like the robot umps, basically.
If the umps that are doing it can't get it right, I think, yeah, you go back. Because I watch strikes be called balls and balls being called strikes. So if somebody can't get it right, and you can put something in there and get it right every time, get them.
And
the second one.
I don't know what he can call back and have other questions. I think he dropped. But
okay.
There were a lot of questions there. One was about a quarterback situation.
Something about 18 games.
What do you think about the 18 games? I think it's happening.
And I know
your thing is cash.
My whole thing, if it happens and they're compensated properly, I'm cool with it.
What if they don't get the money and they just redo the off-season schedule and stuff? Will you be disappointed?
That'd be stupid as hell.
Let's go to our boy Dom in Chicago. Dominic, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on, JP and Brian? Hey, Brian, I got a question.
What's up, man?
Talking about stretching. Have you ever been to what they call now flexologists? In Chicago, we got these places like Stretch Lab and, you know, all that, and they call themselves flexologist. I tried the yoga. I did the massage thing. Now I'm on this flexologist thing. I got flexology. She treats me maybe once a week for an hour. Where they physically
and
stretch
me. So basically you're going to somebody to stretch you.
Yes, because, you know.
They have a stretch.
I've heard about stuff around here. They have them. I've never been to one. But when I played ball, our trainers were our flexologists, I guess. Because they were trained, they would stretch you and things of that nature, you know. But yeah, no, I never went nowhere.
Yeah, mine is a fitness trainer as well. So she's a fitness trainer, but she also stretches. And
Did you have another question, sir? Okay.
I have another question. As far as the bicycles, I have a $2,000 Trek and probably a $6,000 Trek, the graphite. I did get fitted for it. Is it too late, you think, to get fitted?
No. You can get fitted because when they fit you, they change the angles of your handlebars and the height, the seat, and they make sure you get in the right position where your feet as it locks into the clips and things like that. And it takes a lot of pressure off of all those joints. So you can still get it done.
I only use the clips on my stationary bike.
Okay. Well, they still can get you fitted if you're not clipping in even on your regular road bike. They can get you fitted.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
All right. Listen, man, just when you don't know what direction we're going to go, there's been a lot of stretching talk in the last hour. Let's do the damn thing. Let's go to Charlie in College Park. Hello, Charles. How you doing?
Good, man. Gentlemen, always great to talk to you. I got three ones, and two of them are serious. The unserious one, you guys want to get together and have a group stretch so we don't tear muscle tissue?
Nah, we're not going to do that.
I know. Okay,
yeah,
did you guys get my poem, Bleep You? I sent out about 2 weeks ago or more.
I didn't get it.
Copy, JP a copy, and Doc a copy.
You mailed me a poem?
The Bleep You that I did, remember, for about Father Time is Undefeated? You guys didn't get that?
But I'm saying, you mailed it to us? Because I haven't gotten it yet.
I knew it. I mailed it to you.
I haven't been in studio in a while, too, so...
Well, that's your problem. Last thing, Brian, Did that Dodo JP ever get his hose unconnected from his hose bib outside?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I took care of it. I took care of it, no problem. I was on it. Greg went over.
Somebody else took care of it. He didn't take care of it. And he had put it on the wrong way.
But you ran out of town, man. I'm glad you got it done. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, man. I mean, my yard looks like absolute butt. My yard is the worst-looking yard in town. Like, I could send you a couple pictures of how burnt out and gross my yard is, and I legit think like a decrepit hermit lady's yard looks better than mine right now. I don't know what to do. I like,
get you some greens, put some stuff, spray it all over.
I want to move. I think moving's the only option I have.
We already know that's not happening, so yeah. You need to just.
I'm now pushing for Leesburg.
In other words, stop being who you are and start being somebody else.
I want to move to Leesburg, right?
It ain't happening. Lauren ain't letting that happen.
I don't think so. But it seems so pleasant.
Well, you can leave.
When we were at the, like, those houses around Raspberry Falls were so nice.
They were.
But they also are more money than I have.
Yeah.
All right, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067.
You'll be closer to work.
800-636-1067. I got a question for you, B.
What's the question?
Will you watch the Olympic opening ceremonies?
No. I mean, listen, I'm going to watch the Olympics, and I really support my country. But me watching people walk, there's no interest in that. Okay? And I understand some people lose their minds. They're walking in a circle. That way they walk a ways, and they go. They're not walking now. They're floating down the river.
They're not walking tonight, right?
They're floating. I'm not watching that.
However,
I'm going to go play golf, and then I'm going to go eat.
Do you know that Coco Gauff is one of the flag bearers?
Yes, I know that. I know that people said it way before you broke the news.
Exclusive. Please credit 106.7 The Fan. We got some questions from the stream. Ryan Lane says, B, my 14-year-old son will be playing his first year of tackle football this season.
All right.
He's played flag, and he's already slotted to play corner for the freshman team. Any tips?
Is his first year playing flag? Have a lot of fun, but try to make sure you learn the fundamentals of it. You know, the thing about it, we tell kids to have fun, but then we don't teach them fundamentals. Teach him the fundamentals of it, and I guarantee you he'll get, once he learns and sees he's doing what everybody else is doing, when he's having more fun, he'll want to learn it more. He'll get better at it.
So as I've grown as a father, as, like, my kids do more stuff, I feel like I was a little too hands-on with Shelby early on, coaching soccer and stuff, about trying, you know, telling her where to go. And then you got to remind yourself, like, dude, she's six. Mm-hmm. So my attitude, the things I always say to my girls is try your hardest and have fun.
Yeah, but I'll say I want them to have fun. But then again, I'm never going to be the parent or a person. That's why I don't work with a lot of kids and stuff, to say, just have fun. That's all that matters. It's not all that matters.
I think you got to try your hardest.
You want them to try your hardest. You want them to get better at it as well. Because if you doing this, if you're just having fun for 4 years and you're still the same player, that's a problem.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. And I think for kids, sports, age is really important. Like, a 16-year-old kid should really be trying to win and advance and get better. A 6-year-old. You want them to win and get better, but it's also like, you know, don't chase a butterfly in the middle of the game.
From the day I started playing football, and I was 8 years old, I was trying to win. I was trying to be the best.
I believe that about you.
And I remember when my daughter Bria is now 30, and she was playing soccer. I remember she had on this little yellow shirt and these black shorts. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't want to sweat. She was playing soccer, standing up there with her leg crossed, playing with some four-leaf clovers.
Exactly.
I said, you have to run. If I run, I'm going to sweat. Why did you start playing soccer? She said, because the outfits were cute. And I looked at Monica, and she was like, you don't have to come to any more games, because I wasn't going to deal with that. She was
started playing football because the outfits were cute?
Nah.
All right. I have a request for you, Brian.
What's that?
Can you wish Kenny a happy 60th birthday?
Kenny, happy 60th birthday. Enjoy yourself, brother.
I like getting questions from the stream. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
we'll check the phone lines here. Is that Demond in Suitland on line two? Hopefully I'm saying that right. D, what up? Ask B whatever you want. Make it weird.
No, it's not going to be weird. Hey, B, Mitch, my kids blessed me. I don't know how they found it, but they blessed me for Father's Day with a replica Washington Redskins football helmet. I was wondering if I could go get your autograph on it somehow.
If you can get it to me or I see you somewhere, I'll definitely sign it for you.
There you go. Come to training camp one day. We're here.
I'll definitely do that.
I'm thinking about going the trip Sunday. All right.
So one thing that I think is important for fans to recognize, the practices out here are sold out. So I think you got to at least like check the website before you just roll.
Well, they're not sold out. They just give it. They weren't selling the tickets.
they passed out. The ticket allotment is gone.
Yeah.
They do have.
Before they used to charge.
I think they have two open practices, but I think those are only for season ticket members.
Okay.
So every general public joint, I think, is closed.
All right.
That doesn't mean they might not release more or whatever. But the other part of this, and I was texting my boy Linehan, I think with all the construction out here, they just have less space.
Yeah.
So there's probably less passes available, like less passes getting released. Because, I mean, you had fans the whole left side down there, you know? And that was what kind of where all the VIP hospitality and stuff was. And now it's all just got to be to the right there.
All right. Someone asked me, are the conditioning tests the same for every team around the league? No. They're not the same. When I was in Washington, we would run 14-40s. We had to run them under a certain amount of time. And you have a little certain amount of time to rest in between. It was one thing. That was when Norv got here. Before Norv got here, we used to run 12 minutes on a treadmill, where if I'm as a running back, you start at 5.5, then 2 minutes later is at 6, and then 2 minutes later is at 6.5, 6 to 7, 7.5, and you finish at 8, okay?
That's moving.
That was the toughest one I've ever dealt with. Got to Philadelphia. We ran 12 gassers across the field and back. You know, that was kind of tough. And the one in New York, oh, I forgot what it was. It was so damn simple. I was like, what is this? You know, I think we jogged basically 10, 100, something like that. No time, just you got to finish them.
Wow.
That was
no
easy.
Time to it?
It was easy as hell, dude.
That seems easy as hell.
Yeah.
You just got to finish them?
But the one that we had here with that 12-minute run on the treadmill, Ricky Irvins, if you're listening, Ricky almost fell off the treadmill.
Wow.
His D-boy, I say, he had his arm right behind him. When he went to go, he caught him.
And Ricky could scoot, too, man.
Yeah, he could scoot running the 40. He wasn't running no distance.
Yeah.
Them little bitty legs.
With those types of speeds, I mean, that's two miles in 12 minutes? Maybe 2.4 miles?
Nah. Because, you know, if you're running at 6 miles per hour, that's like a 10-minute mile there.
So I run usually at 7, and it's about 8.5-minute mile.
Yeah.
How high up did it get?
You started at 5.5.
Oh, okay.
Then the 6.5, 7.5, 8.
So probably like a mile and a half?
Close to it.
Yeah. All right, Peter Rosenberg joins the program. I don't know what word I just said. Next.
The program.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We very much appreciate our friend Peter Rosenberg. Usually joins us on Thursday afternoons, but we had a Nats game yesterday, so he's joining us on a Friday afternoon.
Friday.
Peter, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
We're good, dude. Thank you again for making time on a Friday. I know you're busy between your 85 jobs and
you don't improve more jobs than JP.
Well, not as much vacation, though. So, although I am on vacation soon. So I'm taking two straight weeks in a couple of weeks. So, well, I'm gonna try to make
good
it up
for you. Where are you headed?
We don't know yet. My wife is a big last minute travel person.
Okay, that's fun.
I like that. Keep
it spontaneous.
Yeah, like I've never. It's tough for me. And it could just land on we don't really do very much and we just chill out this year. But sometimes it works out great because you can end up getting great deals. And to be honest, most of the time, flights are bad, But from a hotel standpoint, you can get very cheap hotels booking last minute.
Yeah, for sure. It was also just your birthday, so happy birthday, dude.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Very low-key, nice and easy.
Good. Well, dude, you're the perfect person to ask this because I know what a maniacal Burgundy and Gold fan you are, right? But you're also, you work in sports and understand that you don't want to, like, kind of jump to conclusions. So when you see these Jaden Daniels videos hit your timeline and stuff, what is your reaction?
I mean, I'm excited about Jaden Daniels. I am not, I'm just keeping it even, Steven. I'm still trying to figure out why he thinks shooting a basketball is the best way to warm up, but it's okay. That's his prerogative. Honestly, I was more excited probably seeing the way he acted on Hard Knocks. That was probably more exciting to me, was just to hear the kind of dude he is and to hear that the Giants clearly were very interested. That was probably more interesting to me than any ball that I've seen him throw so far.
You know, I think for me, Peter, when I look at the stuff that they send out, I look at it just like social media. I know no one is going to go take a picture or take a video and clip it and do all this stuff and put it on social media and it be 100% with their life if they put the best of the best out there.
Right.
And the Commanders do the exact same thing. They're going to take the best plays they can get and put them out there. So I take them with a grain of salt and understand they gave me the highlights, but I understand that you're going to have ups and downs. And how he bounces back from the downs is what I care more about than just getting caught up in their hype machine.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys know I don't get hyped up for training camp. I don't get hyped up for preseason games. So, you know, for me, it's just none of the I know this is not good for sports talk. I really do. But none of this matters till the regular season. It just doesn't. The only thing that matters is, you know, listen, yesterday on the ESPN National Morning Show, you know, former Giant Chris Canty said, you know, he thinks that Washington is kind of the most quiet and least dysfunctional team in the NFC East right now. That to me is nice to hear. You know, like hearing that people kind of view Washington as quietly doing the right things. Like, there's not a lot of noise. Like, if we were to go back and you guys were to look in your archives at what you were talking about at this time last year.
Oh, every time, dude. Yeah.
The year before, the year before, the year before. It was every year there's a bad story. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we're like, ooh, how does our number two overall quarterback look? That's the kind of conversation you want to be having.
Yeah.
Dude, 100%. And there's no, like, name drama, no like, all the stuff has been so removed because there's just functional ownership and actual, like, professional hierarchy in place. And, dude, to your point, the rest of the NFC East is a mess. Dallas has, I mean, two of its best players holding out, and Dak with an uncertain future. Not to mention Jerry Jones is settling lawsuits right and left. Philly seems like maybe they've stabilized it, but Jalen Hurts can't really give you a straight answer when asked about his relationship with his head coach. And the Giants, dude, what are people saying up there about the Giants on Hard Knocks? It has not been impressive for the organization.
Yeah, exactly. That, like, the fact that there's even a conversation about Jalen Hurts and his head coach, that's a problem. The fact that Dallas's owner is dealing with what he's dealing with, and also that team in general has just been in upheaval one way or another. That,
right.
Like, and the Giants, I mean, listen, I don't think the Giants off-season stuff, there's been a lot here about the Daniel Jones. You know, they were interested. What Hard Knocks exposed, whatever. I don't think any of it's that big a deal. In some ways, I really don't worry about the Giants. In another way, to quote the every football person from 2022 on, hold on, to quote every football person never prior to 2021, but in every conversation after 2022, Malik Nabers is a dog. There is no question about it. That guy is an absolute animal. And Burns, obviously, is a true stud. So they have a few pieces. Like, they actually quietly there was so much noise about Saquon. Honestly, they made a couple of real improvements on that team. So it's going to be a really interesting question mark to see if Daniel Jones is the guy. And then if he's not the guy, do they completely restart again? So the Giants have like sort of a tenuous piece that exists. The Eagles have high expectations, big disappointment last year, and no one's quite sure on the quarterback. Dallas is Dallas. And you look at us, yeah, the old commies are pretty quiet, pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Dude, you like this.
I think, though, Mara is setting up Shane, so when I get ready to let you go, I'm going to show you why. He better hope Saquon don't have a good season this year.
Oh, listen, I'm telling you right now, that there was a scene in Hard Knocks when Mara, they made very clear, Mara made very clear to Joe Shane, this is your call, right? Like, yeah, I'm not going to do what I did with Eli, right? They held on too long because they loved Eli. I'm not doing that. It's your call. And if you remember, there's this one scene where after they talk, Mara kind of walks off about Saquon, and Joe Shane like audibly kind of laughs. Like,
yeah, I heard that.
And I went, and I said to my co-host, I went, that laugh is a nervous laugh, because here's the deal. Yeah. If you had decided to roll with Saquon again and overpay him, and it didn't work out, that's not nearly as bad as sending off a guy the owner loves if it doesn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Saquon having a 600-yard dud year next year, yeah, sports talk radio will complain about it, but Mara will be happy because Saquon's his guy. This was a much bigger risk, much bigger.
Yes, totally. And it seems personal that Saquon didn't take the money the year before, and Shane is, like, still kind of mad about it, honestly. Now, Peter, you're going to appreciate this. We're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can follow him on all social channels at Rosenberg Radio. Landfill, you said how quiet it has been for the Commanders. If we looked back in the archives, what would it look like? 2 years ago, July 26th, 2022, the House Oversight Committee posts notice of a hearing on Dan Snyder. That was on our show sheet 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yo.
I mean, exactly. That says it all, dude. Right. It's such a perfect embodiment. And, dude, so, Peter, we're doing the show from camp for, most of the camp.
Most of the camp.
And B and I are here, and the amount of when's the last time you were out here in Ashburn at the facility?
Bro, Ashburn? No, I have been to Ashburn. It's been years. It's 10, 12, a long time.
They have done more construction in the year since Harris has really kind of taken over than they did in the last 15 years. Like, there
That's
is.
That's why you're doing it, because they had to. They hadn't done anything.
Totally. And it just, you can. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen with Jaden Daniels. I think he looks pretty damn good, but you never know. It's a rookie quarterback. And this secondary has real questions, and there's questions about the O line. But the actual operation, the actual organization is just, it's just finally a professional outfit.
Yeah.
And it just feels good, looks good, and it'll take time. Nothing's a done deal, but it's a game changer.
Man, it would just be so cool if Daniels was good and they just play like above 500 football, like even if that meant a 9-8 season, let alone something awesome like 10-7, get a wild card, But like, man, it would be so cool if this was the first year of really feeling the function, because last year still felt like the end of the dysfunction.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, like Ron and Jack, they were all just too connected to it, man. It was,
yeah.
It still just stunk like Snyder. It just did. And this year, it really feels fresh. So that would be so cool, man. I would take a very sort of pedestrian season if it looks like we have a quarterback who can play and a team without annoying noise all around it. That's all I'm looking for.
That's totally what I'm looking for.
Are you going to watch the Olympics, Peter?
I don't care for the opening ceremony tonight. I don't think. I'll throw it on once we really get rolling. I'll check in at night and see what's going on. I'm sort of in between. Yeah. Like, I want to see greatness, when it's time for, you know, Simone Biles to medal, like, okay, I'm in.
Lyles.
Yeah, like, give me just the big – oh, yeah, exactly. Just give me the big spots that, like, everyone's kind of talking about. If, you know, if the women's soccer is playing for the gold. Men's basketball, yeah, I'll obviously want to throw that on for a minute and see what's up. But I'd be lying to you if I said I was, like, incredibly stoked.
I know they better not lose.
Yeah. Basketball just has pressure if they lose. Like, it's just they almost can't win because –
If they win, nobody cares.
Right, exactly. The ladies, only way,
they'd have to roll. They'd have to roll everyone. Like, literally roll everyone, and then maybe people go, oh, are they the best dream team ever? But short of that, you're right. And by the way, this is way harder than it used to be for the dream team.
Totally. I mean, just every team they play now has NBA pros on it. Every team has multiple NBA pros. What is the vibe of Yankee fans right now?
Not great, Bob.
Yeah, I bet.
No, they are angry and frustrated, and you would not think that they're a team that's 16 games above 500. It's just the broken record of it all, man, of just like season starts, look great. Get to May. What's going on? Get to June. Uh-oh. Get to All-Star break. Sky's falling. And then you look up and you go, they're not presenting. I mean, you were at the Orioles game. They're not presenting a representative lineup. Like, they literally, it's like Soto and Judge and nobody else. So you don't even have to pitch to Soto and Judge.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable to watch, man, and the amount of money they're spending and all of it. Peter, have a great weekend.
That is the Yankees, brother.
Dude, thank you for joining us on a Friday.
All right, Peter, appreciate you, man.
I threw you off, so I appreciate that.
No, please. Have a great weekend. Next week, boys.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Every day we make bets. At the end of the week, we add up who's done well and who's done poorly. Let's find out next.
Next.
I'm going through withdrawals. Really... We made it through without much of a...
I would love to ask the rookies that they'll be like, hell, first week? We've been here since last week. What the hell?
That's true.
What the hell y'all talking about? 2 weeks.
Somehow I just dropped my headphones and they just got completely covered in mud. They were on the ground for like 6 seconds.
You drop them in the spot where your foot is the whole time. And they got that red dirt out here. Look at my... That's why I didn't wear these shoes over here. Look at this.
Everybody's getting dirty out here. My shoes are red as hell. I just noticed that. All right, every day we make bets. At the end of the week, we add it all up, see how we did. We call it
Hurt Here First.
Dying.
Hurt Here First. Get around. It's Hurt Here First.
I'm limping to the finish line, B, but we're going to get there, damn it. If you've been watching on the stream, I haven't stopped sneezing for about 6 hours. Jeffrey!
All right, so I didn't get a chance to catch the bets yesterday. I didn't even bet yesterday. So what did y'all have? Because the computer is computering right now. And it's,
okay, we all won. You lost.
It's cool, a good thing you checked it at 1:51 p.m.
Yeah, JP, I have other stuff to do, you know?
Well, don't worry about it, Jeff. You
just
lost.
Like, you know, when we called bets and you gave the tickets away at the same segment that we did Hair to Hear First yesterday.
Bro, you told me to give the tickets away, so I gave them away.
Okay, don't worry about it. Pass on this week. Everybody won. It was a great week of training camp.
I don't remember what I
had. We'll see y'all next week.
I think I had the Nats.
If you don't remember either, it's not that bad then.
I took the Padres because Corbin was pitching.
Yeah, I think I took the Nats and they got no hit. I think that's like a negative -5.
I will say in Corbin's defense, he didn't do terribly.
Yeah, he didn't get much run support. You know,
it is hard to win when your team gets no hit, though.
Yeah.
What's the worst loss you've ever been part of, B? What's like the football equivalent of getting no hit?
Losing 41-10 at home.
Who was that?
That was the Colts. That was in Philly, though.
Is that Peyton?
Of being here and going up to Philly and just getting the hell beat out of you.
Oh, the body bag game?
Yeah.
What about the 3-0 game?
That was just demoralizing. I mean, it was cold as hell out there. That's oxymoron. But you do all that work for three damn points to be scored in a whole football game.
I mean, that's
worse than watching a 3-0 soccer game.
December 11th.
Cold.
Man. I know, this isn't even – who was the quarterback in that? Rich Gannon?
Couldn't tell you.
Looks like it was Rich Gannon.
All I know, Gil went in the car and finished watching the game. He said it was too cold in the stands.
Do you know how many passing yards Rich Gannon had in that game?
Probably less than 100.
62.
Did I have any passing yards?
You
that
did.
Game? How many I had?
50.
One for 50, huh?
One for one.
Told
for 50
Rich Gannon. I told Rich Gannon my arm was better than his.
Was that a fake punt or like
nah,
a?
It was a halfback pass. Option. Ricky Sanders.
Damn. That is a terrible game.
Awful. Listen, I was a part of it. I can tell you, it was real terrible.
It's not quite as bad as one time I watched a college football game. It was 0-0 after regulation.
Oh, was that like Wake versus Tech?
Yes.
I remember that.
Wow, that's awful.
I remember that. All right, I'm going to get out of this tent and try to breathe again. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you to Jumi Olabanji for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us.
Thank you to Landfill and Jeff putting in work.
Thanks to Landfill and Jeff putting up with us out here in Ashburn. Thanks to everybody that called in and listened to the program. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it this far. I owe you a tissue.
Just did. And this year, it really feels fresh. So that would be so cool, man. I would take a very sort of pedestrian season if it looks like we have a quarterback who can play and a team without annoying noise all around it. That's all I'm looking for.
That's totally what I'm looking for.
Are you going to watch the Olympics, Peter?
I don't care for the opening ceremony tonight, I don't think. I'll throw it on. Once we really get rolling, you know, I'll check in at night and see what's going on. I'm sort of in between. Yeah. Like, I want to see greatness. When it's time for, you know, Simone Biles to medal, like, okay, I'm in.
Biles.
Yeah, like, give me just the big – oh, yeah, exactly. Just give me the big spots that, like, everyone's kind of talking about. If the women's soccer is playing for the gold. Men's basketball, yeah, I'll obviously want to throw that on for a minute and see what's up. But I'd be lying to you if I said I was, like, incredibly stoked.
I know they better not lose.
Yeah. Basketball just has pressure if they lose. Like, it's just they almost can't win because
if they win, nobody cares.
Gold. Right, exactly. The ladies,
only way
more
that,
so.
They'd have to roll. They'd have to roll everyone. Like, literally right. Roll everyone, and then maybe people go, oh, are they the best dream team ever? But short of that, you're right. And by the way, this is way harder than it used to be for the Dream Team.
Oh, totally. I mean, just every team they play now has NBA pros on it. Every team has multiple NBA pros. What is the vibe of Yankee fans right now?
Not great, Bob.
Yeah, I bet.
No, they are angry and frustrated and... You would not think that they're a team that's 16 games above 500. It's just the broken record of it all, man, of just like season starts, look great. Get to May. What's going on? Get to June. Uh-oh. Get to All-Star break. Sky's falling. And then you look up and you go, they're not presenting. I mean, you were at the Orioles game. They're not presenting a representative lineup. Like, they literally, it's like Soto and Judge and nobody else. So you don't even have to pitch to Soto and Judge.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable to watch, man, and the amount of money they're spending and all of it. Peter, have a great weekend.
That is the Yankees, brother.
Dude, thank you for joining us on a Friday.
All right, Peter, appreciate you, man.
I threw you off, so I appreciate that.
No, please. Have a great weekend. Next week, boys.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Every day we make bets. At the end of the week, we add up who's done well and who's done poorly. Let's find out next.
Next.
I'm going through withdrawals. Really, we made it through without much of a...
I would love to ask the rookies that they'll be like, hell, first week? We've been here since last week. What the hell?
That's true.
What the hell y'all talking about? 2 weeks.
Somehow I just dropped my headphones and they just got completely covered in mud. They were on the ground for like 6 seconds.
You drop them in the spot where your foot is the whole time. So it's, and they got that red dirt out here. Look at my, that's why I didn't wear these shoes over here. Look at this.
Everybody's getting dirty out here. My shoes are red as hell. I just noticed that. All right. Every day we make bets. At the end of the week, we add it all up, see how we did. We call it
hurt here first.
Dying.
Hurt here first.
Get around.
It's hard to hear a fight.
I'm limping to the finish line, B. But we're going to get there, damn it. If you've been watching on the stream, I haven't stopped sneezing for about 6 hours. Jeffrey!
All right, so I didn't get a chance to catch the bets yesterday. I didn't even bet yesterday. So what did y'all have? Because the computer is computering right now. And it's,
okay, we all won. You lost.
It's cool, a good thing you checked it at 1:51 p.m.
Yeah, JP, I have other stuff to do, you know?
Well, don't worry about it, Jeff. You
just
lost.
Like, you know, when we called bets and you gave the tickets away at the same segment that we did Hurt It Here First yesterday.
Bro, you told me to get the tickets away, so I gave them away.
Okay, don't worry about it. Pass on this week. Everybody won. It was a great week of training camp.
I don't remember what I had.
We'll see y'all next week.
I think I had the Nats.
Oh, so if you don't remember either, it's not that bad then.
I took the Padres because Corbin was pitching.
Yeah, I think I took the Nats and they got no hit. I think that's like a negative five.
I will say in Corbin's defense, he didn't do terribly.
Yeah, he didn't get much run support. You know,
it is hard to win when your team gets no hit though.
Yeah.
What's the worst loss you've ever been part of, B? What's like the football equivalent of getting no hit?
Losing 41-10 at home.
Who was that?
That was the coach. That was in Philly, though.
Was that Peyton?
Of being here and going up to Philly and just getting the hell beat out of you.
Oh, the body bag game?
Yeah.
What about the 3-0 game?
That the Jets? That was just demoralizing. I mean, it was cold as hell out there. That's oxymoron. But you do all that work for 3 damn points to be scored in a whole football game.
I mean, that's
worse than watching a 3-0 soccer game.
December 11th.
Cold.
Man. I know, this didn't even look. Who was the quarterback in that? Rich Gannon?
Couldn't tell you.
Looks like it was Rich Gannon.
All I know, Gil went in the car and finished watching the game. He said it was too cold in the stands.
Do you know how many passing yards Rich Gannon had in that game?
Probably less than 100.
62.
Did I have any passing yards?
You
in that
did.
Game? How many I had?
50.
One for 50, huh?
One for one.
Told
for 50
Rich Gannon.
Yards.
I told Rich Gannon my arm was better than his.
Was that a fake punt or like
nah,
a?
It was a halfback pass.
Option.
Ricky Sanders.
Damn. That is a terrible game.
Awful. Listen, I was a part of it. I can tell you, it was real terrible.
It's not quite as bad as one time I watched a college football game. It was 0-0 after regulation.
Oh, was that like Wake versus Tech?
Yes.
I remember that.
Wow, that's awful.
I remember that. All right, I'm going to get out of this tent and try to breathe again. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you to Jumi Olabanji for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us.
Thank you to Landfill and Jeff putting in work.
Thanks to Landfill and Jeff putting up with us out here in Ashburn. Thanks to everybody that called in and listened to the program. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it this far, I owe you a tissue.